I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, a gospel worker predicts a short-lived peace between Israel and Gaza. Then, Christ-centered solutions for a polycrisis in Haiti. We'll tell you what's happening and how you can get involved in just a few moments. First, all 20 surviving hostages held by Hamas and nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners held by Israel now walk free. Yet the future of Gaza remains uncertain. A believer we'll call Brother Y, who serves with Global Catalytic Ministries, spoke to MNN from Israel.
It's a very, very complex scene with lots of emotions involved on all sides. Very few, though, are thinking that the war has ended.
Israelis celebrated yesterday with the families of hostages who returned home alive, but the overall mood was bittersweet.
I have personal connections, friends of my children and children of my friends. Both were kidnapped and tortured and murdered from the Nova Festival, et cetera. I didn't have anyone that came alive, but I can feel their celebration. I can feel their joy.
Monday's exchange renewed international hope for ending the two-year war between Israel and Hamas, but supporters of the terrorist group made this their rally cry.
A time when in the Quran, a covenant was broken. It was a temporary covenant to gain access and control, and then followed by a military conquest. They're chanting this right now, basically saying, we've gotten our reprieve. We're going to come back bigger and stronger.
Pray for gospel opportunities in the interim.
The prayer for believers is that God's going to position his people, mature believers, praying believers, gospel folks, mission-minded believers, and that there's going to be a wide open door for the gospel.
Next, a story from China that's also a call to action. Since Thursday, nearly 30 pastors and staff from the Beijing Zion Church have been detained or forcibly disappeared by Chinese authorities. This once massive unregistered house church was outlawed in 2018 after refusing to install government surveillance cameras. They've continued to meet in creative ways in smaller groups since then, despite the harassment. Here's a gospel worker supporting the church in China.
It is a new and significant crackdown that should get our attention and should refocus our thoughts and prayers towards the people in China that are facing ever-increasing challenges and outright persecution.
Last month, the Chinese government issued new restrictions on how religious leaders can and cannot use the internet. This crackdown appears to stem from church leaders who are breaking those regulations, and as believers continue to pivot under government rules, they need wisdom on how to keep ministering the gospel.
The Christians in China are not afraid to take some risks and to do things that might get them in trouble, but if they don't have to, and there's strategies otherwise, then they'd love to take advantage of that.
Pray for younger believers to glean insight from the older generation on how to endure and adapt to persecution. And a new Child Alert report from UNICEF says the number of displaced children in Haiti has nearly doubled in the past year. Gang violence, malnutrition, and loss of educational services and infrastructure feed into each other. UNICEF calls it a polycrisis facing Haiti's next generation. The lack of schooling makes kids especially vulnerable to danger. Rosalind DeHart with For Haiti with Love explains that even when people flee to areas where there are schools,
they don't have the money because all they took with them is sometimes just the clothes on their backs. Surviving is the priority.
Many displaced families and kids live on the streets.
This is also a problem because anybody can give those kids any kind of money to go do any trouble, anything they want them to do. Just for survival.
For Haiti, points the people they serve to God and to hope in him for their future. When they have the budget, they give food, build homes, and offer a school support program.
We always tell them that God doesn't want them to live like that. Even though the country is the way it is, it's not God's plan. They're the future of Haiti, and they can go to school and make it better, and God has a plan for them.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join in praying with them from October 12th through the 26th. God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, and it all begins with prayer. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.